Good morning, everybody. November the 18th, 2021. And it's Thursday. Tomorrow's the beginning of the weekend, thank goodness. I've been asked why I am a conservative and not a liberal. And I'd like to explain why I am a conservative. First of all, I grew up in a household with parents who were extremely left-wing leaning. Now, I will say left-wing leaning because they weren't liberals. They were left-wing leaning back in the 70s and 80s. 70s and 80s, I would say, probably. You had... you had people who were considered what we called Dixiecrats. It was a Southern Democrat. Essentially, it was someone who was fiscally conservative, but liberal in social views and things like that. And a lot of Southerners were Dixiecrats. And though they voted democratically, a lot of the Democratic candidates were not as far left-leaning as they are today. Today you have more of a progressive left-wing liberal candidates and elected officials who are in the Democratic Party. Now, we grew up extremely poor, very, very poor. And back in those days, they didn't have a lot of programs like they do today to help the impoverished. They had a program for supplemental nutritional benefits. We called them food stamps. And they were actually a book of stamps. They look like a checkbook, really. Not quite as large as a checkbook would be, but there were denominations in there of monies that you could use to purchase food. And I remember us being on those. I don't know how long we were on them or how old I was when we were on them, but I remember my mother sending me to the store one time with the book of them. And it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing because I knew that we were poor. When you're a child and you know that you're poor, and you have the presence of mind to realize that there are other children who aren't poor like you, it messes with your head quite a bit. And I say all that to say this. We lived in some ratty places. Sometimes our power was cut off. Sometimes we were kicked out of a place because, you know, my dad wouldn't work. That he would work for a little while, then he'd decide he didn't like it. This was a pattern that my father did throughout our entire lives. And my mother was borderline personality, and so there were a lot of issues there with her. So she didn't work either. She couldn't really hold a job if she wanted to. She was too crazy. So there were five of us boys. I was the youngest, and we struggled. We lived in, you know, the poor side of town. My friends were poor kids, you know, other poor kids. You know, we didn't hang out with kids that were better off than us. Nobody wants to hang out with people that are that are poor unless they're poor themselves. I'm not complaining. I'm not whining or bitching. Okay, there's a point to all this, and I'm going to explain to you why I'm a conservative. When I was a kid, I was 11 years old. I knew capitalism worked, and I'll tell you why. Because I could go and mow yards for $5 a yard, or sometimes $10 a yard, depending on how big the yard was. That was a lot of money back then. Okay, not a lot of money, I should say. It was a decent amount of money back then. And I did it at 11 years old. I couldn't get a regular job, or I would have. And when I say regular job, I mean Social Security number, paying taxes, stuff like that. I I worked what I could work. I found an old lawnmower, push lawnmower, and I got it fixed, and I used it to mow lawns with. Excuse me. Now, I did this because we often didn't have food in the house. Now, you might be thinking, oh, you just had food you didn't like. No, literally, we had no food in the house. There were some times when my mother would prepare grits. If you're not from the South or you don't know America well enough, grits are made from corn. And if you live up north, it's similar to cream of wheat. If you're over in Europe, it could be considered porridge. At any rate, it was a cheap meal to fix. I remember my mother fixing grits and grease. When I say grease, it was the grease that was left over from whatever bacon we had or cooked. Back then, bacon, pig was cheap. Pig meat was cheap because there were lots of pigs. And it was a cheap meat, and that's what poor people ate. And we had grits and grease. And I remember the grease made the grits not so stick together and stick to your mouth and your lungs and everything else. I'm not a big grits eater today. Not because of that. I'm just not really a big grits eater. But I remember 11 years old and not having food in the house and being hungry. Now, when you're 11 years old, you're hungry all the time, especially as a boy, because you're playing outside. And you build up a lot of... you build up a big appetite. And so... I remember going around the neighborhood to other poor people, mostly older people who lived in our neighborhood who were poor, like us. They had limited funds as well, so it was pretty sparse that I'd find a yard that I could cut, but I did find some, and I'd wander around the neighborhood, and I'd find different places outside of our poor neighborhood where I did much better. I apologize for the coughing and hacking. I'm not a smoker, never have been. I just, every morning I wake up, it's like this. But I made a little extra money, and you know where my money went? It didn't go to buy toys or comic books or anything else like that. I bought food. I remember going to the grocery store and buying bread and bologna and peanut butter and jelly. These were things I could afford. Again, the government did not come to rescue me or my family, okay? That's a liberal view, okay? I didn't expect the government to rescue us. It would have been nice, and certainly we wouldn't have turned it down. We didn't turn it down in the form of food stamps. I'm not opposed to food stamps at all, but I believe a lot of times food stamps, my father was very, very able to work. He just was lazy. Okay. Now, my mother, crazy as she was, she could work, but if she'd get on medication, she probably could have done, had a quasi-normal life. But my parents loved the system. They loved the system. My father would talk about the system all the time. And when I say the system, well, I'm talking about the government system that takes care of the poor. The poor are poor for a reason. Okay. Now, granted, I didn't have anything to do with being poor. I was born into it. I don't know why my dad was lazy. He had four brothers and a sister who were not lazy, who worked hard, who worked very hard, paid their bills, lived in a nice home, lived in a nice section of town. He just chose not to be. I don't know why. I have no clue. I've never understood it. I never will, probably. He's dead and gone, thank God. But my father loved to bitch and whine and complain about the system and how it doesn't work for people like him. Well, that bitch was lazy as hell, okay? He liked to lay around and complain about a job until he complained about enough till he just walked off the job and quit. Never giving a rat's ass as to his family or whatever. Okay, that's just the way he was. Now, he would complain and he would say, oh, it takes money to make money and only the rich are getting richer. You know, the same bullshit that I hear on the news today and I hear from these liberal professors and college-educated idiots out there. They're whining and complaining about those who worked hard and got what they got. Oh, they got it on the backs of the slaves. They got it on the backs of minorities. They got it. They were given that money. Oh, Trump is horrible and terrible because his dad gave him millions of dollars and now he's a billionaire. Oh, is that whatever. You know, stop whining. Grab what you got between your legs if you're a male and pull those little balls up, okay, and be a man. Stop whining. That's what I want to tell my dad, you know. If your sorry ass would stay long enough at a damn job, maybe you could stay there long enough, you could pull your ass up by your bootstraps, but he wouldn't do that. So I saw this every single day of my life with my sorry ass dad. And I didn't like it. And I knew there was a reason. I knew there was a reason that my dad was doing as poorly as he was doing. It was because he had been taught how to be that way. My dad had been taught to be that way. He had been taught to be lazy and dependent on other people. He had been taught to be dependent on government programs. In other words, there was no real expectation that my dad could do anything for himself. That was the problem, you know? And so he believed it. He believed it because it fit into his narrative. And so he'd complain about people who are rich and he'd complain about people who are, you know, had money and nice homes and nice cars and all this other stuff. and you would think as a kid, you know, being influenced by your father and hearing that all the time, that you would come to think that the government is your daddy, somebody that takes care of you. Well, I didn't. I did not believe that. I didn't like it. I rejected it. And I remember as early on as Jimmy Carter and the idiot that he was, and the policies and the failures of the Liberal Party of that day. And I remember hearing Ronald Reagan for the very first time. And I remember listening to this man talk. And I knew there was a difference in what he was saying. And it fit. It fit what I wanted to do with my life. I knew that if I wanted to get better, if I wanted to be better, if I wanted to have a family one day and live in a nice home and drive a nice car and live in a nice section of town, you know, and be respectable, I had to work hard at it. Now, I can tell you, it was hard. It was hard to work your way out of poverty because poverty is a mindset. And just like these liberals out there today who are whining and bitching and complaining and this BLM people out there screaming and yelling about inequity and inequality and this is not fair and that's not fair, you know, bullshit. You know, stop burning down people's businesses. Stop throwing rocks through people's windows. Stop stealing the things that don't belong to you. You know, stop being that kind of person. Go out and get you a job. Spend that time instead of throwing, you know, Molotov cocktails at police cars and calling the police bad, and go spend that time getting an education. You know, I'm not saying you have to go to college. You know, I didn't go to college until later in life. I worked hard for what I had. I worked hard and I saved. And I worked hard and I put my hard work to work for me. And now I don't have to work as hard, thank God. But I did not come with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth or parents that had, you know, plenty of money to just, you know, send me everywhere I wanted to go. And, you know, I had this wonderful childhood and this great college, and you know, I followed in my father's alma mater and went to his college, and I was in the same fraternity. That's bullshit. I didn't have all that. You know what? I'm not complaining. And I'm not, and let me say this too, and I don't hate the people that did that. You know, there were guys that I knew who had great moms and great dads, and they were educated beyond high school, and they taught their kids well. And I don't hate those people. I didn't look down on them. I was jealous of them, but I was jealous because I emulated them because that's what I wanted. I didn't hate them. I didn't say, oh, it's not fair because, oh, their dad was better than my dad. Oh, they had a better... Bullshit. You know, stop whining and complaining. That's why I'm a conservative. Because I hear the damn left, liberal, leaning progressive idiots out there screaming and hollering, whining and complaining about how they don't have this or they don't have that. Well, you don't have a lot of things because you haven't stuck to anything. You haven't, you're no different than my father. He was lazy, wouldn't do anything. And then he complained when he didn't have all the things that all these other people had. Well, you know, hello, those things come to people who work hard for them. Now, you may not attain to some mansion in life. You may not attain to a PhD. You may not have the intellect for it. You may not have the wherewithal for it. There are some people who are walking around with, you know, lack common sense. But you can do better for yourself. Stop whining. I cannot stand that. So you want to know why I'm a conservative? Because a conservative party actually believes that people can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. They actually believe that people can be better than they are based on their own performance. They don't reward bad behavior. They don't believe in rewarding bad behavior. And they believe in a smaller government. They believe in capitalism. I hear all the time out there, oh, capitalism's evil. And this is from students, university students across this nation who go to these liberal colleges and these liberal universities, and they let these liberal professors teach them that capitalism is evil and that socialism is the best way. Well, I'll guarantee you not one of those fucking professors would say socialism is good if they were being paid $10,000 a year. Go to any university in any other country where there's socialists going on. You don't make the money you make. That you make in America. What kills me, the hypocrisy, is what really absolutely strangles me and confounds me as how stupid these people can be to complain about a system that has worked for them for, you know, 50, 60 years, and then they want to revert to some sort of socialism, but they want to rest on the system that got them where they are. That's bullshit. And then they teach these little sponges, these little minds of these young kids who emulate these professors and think that they're, you know, demigods. And so, of course, the professor says something and the kid's like, oh, well, that must be true. Oh, well, that's a great idea. But they haven't even worked a day in their life. They've lived off of student loans. That's why they're so in debt. Then they whine and complain because they think the government should pay off their student loans because, oh, they got all this debt and they can't afford to do anything. And then they don't want to take a job unless they're making $100,000 a year. Wake up. Wake up, snowflake. You're not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better until you make it better. You know? And you have no fucking idea what it's like to work. Yeah, you got a little job on campus. You know, you work in the cafeteria. Maybe you work in the bookstore. You know, maybe you got your job off campus somewhere. Maybe you deliver pizzas or something. I don't know. You don't have a fucking clue what it's like to pay taxes, to raise a family, to understand what a dollar means. So don't tell me that you think socialism's a great idea, because it's not. Capitalism works. So that's why I'm a conservative. And I will be a conservative until I die, and I will raise my children on the conservative values. Now, I got a daughter who leans to the left. She went off to college and got brainwashed, but it'll take her a little while. She's got her husband and a little baby, and she's working hard. And you know what? She's coming around. She's coming around. She sees people sitting on their ass doing nothing, expecting the government to pay for them. And, of course, the government has created these monsters. They've rewarded them with money, taxes that you and I actually make and pay that they don't pay at all. They don't contribute anything to the tax system. All they do is pull. They're like locusts. I call them locusts. They're a blight upon this earth. They pull and pull and pull, and they never give. They never give. And then they whine, and they bitch, and they complain. You give them $10, they want $20. You give them a house, they want two houses. Nothing is ever enough for these people because the mentality is what keeps them impoverished. So am I a conservative? You damn right I'm a conservative. I'm a proud-ass conservative. You may not like it. You may think that I'm just some, you know, whatever. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I don't give a shit. Doesn't matter to me. Things like that don't bother me anymore. I love Trump. I believe Trump won the election. I believe it was stolen by the Democrat progressive idiots out there. And I believe that we're in the situation we're in today because the Democrats are running this country into the fucking ground. And I can't wait until we take the House back and the Senate back and get rid of Nancy idiot Pelosi. So yeah, I'm a conservative. I'm a proud conservative. You may not want to listen to my post anymore. You may want to listen to my post. I don't know. I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me. I do this because it's fun for me. If you enjoy it, you get something out of it, then that's extra. But that's why I'm a conservative, and that's why I'll always be a conservative. Thanks for listening, folks.